You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's check in on some football, shall we? David, music.
Well, yeah, let's start with some rumors here, and just one specific here, and that is Cooper Kupp. It looks like he is available. Diana Rossini reports the Rams have called multiple teams about trading former Super Bowl MVP Cooper Kupp. The Rams have also indicated a willingness to take on some of the 24 salary and are seeking a second round pick.
Then you never trade Cooper Kupp. It's stupid.
There are other reports out there regarding Matthew Stafford as well, saying that he also may be available here. I don't really see that happening, but Cooper Kupp, second round pick here.
Listen. The Rams know it's over.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair to everybody?
That's fair.
You agree?
Yeah.
It's over. Aaron Donald retired. Cooper got hurt. Season got derailed. Go get your picks, man. Cooper Kupp's a two. Rico, you're good. This is what I mean. If I told you these guys were going to be on the trade block 6 weeks ago, you never believe me.
Because what happened was, I think they were going to give it one last try this season, and against the Lions, everybody got injured. We're never going to climb out of this. Let's cash in now. Let's start selling off pieces to see who needs what. So, yeah, if you're a team that needs a quarterback, maybe Stafford ends up going down to Miami if something happens to Tua. You never know. But, yeah, let's try to recuperate. Let's try to rebuild again. We already got that Super Bowl trophy. So, you know what? We'll try this again. But, yeah, Cooper Kupp, injured. I can see him going to a team. I mean, heck, after last night, I think that Tampa is probably going to be the lead team saying, hey, Cooper, come on down here.
I was going to ask you that. There were a couple teams on my list here I was thinking about through this would be, yes, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, because Godwin's gone for the year. Mike Evans probably gone for a few weeks. And then what about the Los Angeles Chargers?
I don't know why you need a $24 million receiver. They don't throw the ball.
Yeah. Then you want to talk about luxury? This is a luxury.
Okay.
I mean, that David, that's you living like 200 miles away from the grocery store and you bought a Ferrari and because you live in the mountains. You're never going to drive it. It looks nice when your friends come by, but what do you do with it? Nothing.
Okay, so I want to get your thoughts on this because I think I know what the answer is to this. But Jerry Jones spoke again. They're coming back from a bye week this week. And he was asked on his radio show about why he didn't go get Derrick Henry. Quote, he says, Henry wouldn't have fit our offense. We run a different style offense than they do in Baltimore.
What, scoring?
I'm sorry, what?
Scoring?
No, hold on. He's not wrong here. I can't believe this. I'm gonna defend him. He's right. Look, the idea of, okay, they signed Derrick Henry. Is their O-line anywhere close to the Ravens? No. Are there weapons? No. Is their quarterback? No. And is the system? It's nothing like it. Having to pay attention to Lamar, having to fear him, having to wait, you know, it's almost like playing a read and react defense from the early 90s. No, he's not wrong. I'm not telling you they shouldn't have signed him and they wouldn't be better off with him. But no, he wouldn't be ripping 80-yard runs, guys. He just wouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but I just look at Derrick Henry. He's one of those backs that whether you can open the hole up for him or not, he's just going to be a problem. And if you're Dallas, maybe it would have forced Dallas to actually make some more improvements and actually invest more in the team instead of just in your quarterback and your wide receiver.
So let's talk about Baltimore for a quick second because I have a statement here and I want to know if you think it is true. The Ravens are clearly the best team in the NFL and no one can beat them.
Okay, that the
second
no
part
team
probably
exists.
Too far.
Yeah, you need to lose the second part. I'll say they're the best team in football in the regular season. But until I see it from Lamar in the playoffs, don't give me that nobody can beat him stuff.
And I'm not looking more towards Lamar. I think that maybe Derrick Henry could be the difference maker when they get to the playoffs that you
what,
don't
is he
have
help
to
help Lamar read a defense?
Nah, but you don't have to
he's
rely
on get that children's book out.
You don't have to rely on Lamar. During the playoffs, you could just turn around, hand the ball off to Derrick Henry. And if you get a lead, they're just going to milk the clock for the rest of, for the second half if they have to. I get what you're saying, Mike, and I'm ignoring you.
I wish they could start tomorrow so he can prove Mike wrong.
I think, well, here's the thing, David. What Mike is saying is true because that's the big knock on Lamar. He's great in the regular season. He may be one of the leading candidates for the MVP, but something happens. And just when I thought maybe last year was going to be different, you have the game at home, you got the Chiefs, it's not the real Chiefs. And yeah, I forgot, was it Flowers who dropped the fumbled the ball at the goal
Flowers,
line?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You still didn't get it done. And that's not your fault because the pass was there. Flowers was showboating and it fumbled and it ended up costing the Ravens.
So I have one more statement here, and Rico, I have leaned towards your side with your team here on this statement. After I found out what Deebo Samuel is dealing with and that there's no timetable of him even leaving the hospital right now. So the 49ers are dead.
They can flew it in his lungs.
Yeah.
Like, what? Were you on a boat somewhere? He's got pneumonia. Your wide receiver room is just decimated. David, unless Greenlaw and McCaffrey come back after the bye, I think they're looking at a top 10 pick. I don't think that they're going to do anything this year. And this should be a note to Lions fans. When that window is open, take advantage of every opportunity because nothing is promised to you.
Just hate to see it.
I hate you.
You know what? Thanks.
I mean, can you hear my heart actively bleeding for you?
You know what?
Let me get that tiny violin out. Where do I keep that thing? I got Josh Uzedo starting at left tackle, man. To hell with your problems.
This next statement is for you, Mike, because going into the year, you were really high on this team, which is the Green Bay Packers. But the statement here is they have a love problem. Jordan Love is tied for the league in interceptions with 8, tied with Mahomes and Gardner Minshew. He has not looked good this year so far.
No, he had 7 all year last year. He's got 8 already. He was one of you could argue he was the singular reason they didn't win in a laugher against Houston this past weekend. If he doesn't tighten it up with the turnovers, they're no better than a wild card team. No issue. No problem backing down off that stance.
Yeah. It's the picks because David, I mean, every time I do the weekly quarterback thing, he's great numbers. Oh, 3 picks. Got to downgrade you. That's going to lose you games.
There's only been a couple games this year where he had 1, but other than that, he's had multiple interceptions in a lot of games this year. So
and here's the thing. I don't know if they're that good that you can hand the other team 3 extra possessions and still become a Super Bowl team.
That's it, and then we'll close it out with this one here, this final statement. Kansas City Chiefs, yes, they're 6-0, but they're the most overrated team in the NFL.
Yeah. You'll get no argument from me. They've gotten a lot of assistance from the ref, Reese.
I don't want to trigger Jim Costa, Rico, but
you know what?
I agree with this take. No, I agree with you, and I agree with this take. Mm-hmm. He yells at me every time I say I don't think the Chiefs are very good. I hope he's not listening. I don't want Jim to get angry. Oh, shut up, you. no, I'm with you. They're not playing good football. I think they are the beneficiaries of some really weird circumstances in at least three of their games. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm at.
And when the wheels fall off for them, they're going to crash hard.
Mm-hmm. And my heart will bleed. I'll make sure I dig the grave right next to your team. That way you two can be together.
It makes sense. It just works together. Put them right next to each other at the grave. That works. There it
is. Kyle Shanahan will still find a way to screw that up.
Oh, okay then.
Oh, my God.
And that is
in Wrong Cemetery.
In football today. Wow.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.